You're listening to Newtnia. The moon blocks out the sun over Spain tonight, Europe's first total eclipse since 1999. A total solar eclipse sweeps from the Arctic across Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain today, the first time totality has reached mainland Europe since 1999. Totality lasts up to 2 minutes over the Atlantic, shrinking to about 90 seconds in Spain, while some 980 million people worldwide may see a partial eclipse. Just after sunset local time today, the moon will completely block the sun over a narrow strip of northern Spain, the first time a total solar eclipse has reached mainland Europe since 1999. For up to about 90 seconds, day will turn briefly to twilight for roughly 15 million people directly in its path, while hundreds of millions more across Europe, North Africa, and parts of North America watch a partial eclipse. The 30-second summary. What happened? A total solar eclipse sweeps from the Arctic across Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain today, August 12, 2026, the first total eclipse to reach mainland Europe since 1999. Why does it matter? It is a rare, safe-to-watch, during totality only, spectacle visible to hundreds of millions, and opens a run of three eclipses crossing Spain through 2028. What is the catch? Totality only touches a roughly 15 million person band in Spain, Iceland, Greenland, Russia, and Portugal. Clouds or a blocked western horizon could ruin the view, and looking at the sun without certified eclipse glasses outside totality risks permanent eye damage. 980 million. Roughly how many people worldwide, about 1 in 8, could see the sun at least partly covered by the moon today, weather permitting. Why does this matter? Total solar eclipses happen somewhere on Earth roughly every year or two, but any single location waits centuries on average for one to pass directly overhead. Mainland Europe's last brush with totality was on August 11, 1999, when the shadow crossed France, Germany, and Central Europe. Today's eclipse restores that direct alignment, and it opens a short run of three eclipses crossing the Iberian Peninsula through 2028, an unusually eclipse-rich stretch for one region. The novelty here is not that eclipses are scarce worldwide, it is that this particular patch of the planet gets so few chances to see one. How the shadow crosses Spain today. The moon's shadow first touches Earth over the Arctic Ocean shortly after 15:30 Greenwich Mean Time, then races southeast across eastern Greenland, western Iceland, and the Atlantic before making landfall in Galicia, in northwestern Spain, around 19:30 local time. From there it sweeps through a band of cities including A Coruña, Oviedo, Bilbao, Leon, Zaragoza, and Valencia, all inside the roughly 150-kilometer-wide path of totality, before exiting over the Mediterranean near sunset. Because the sun sits low on the western horizon by the time totality arrives in Spain, around 2027 local time, only viewers with a clear, unobstructed view toward the west will see the full spectacle. Totality itself lasts up to about 2 minutes over the open Atlantic near the point of greatest eclipse, shrinking to roughly 90 seconds by the time the shadow reaches inland Spain. Madrid and Barcelona sit just outside the band and will instead see the sun more than 99% covered, a deep partial eclipse but not true darkness. Why the sky goes fully dark for only a minute or two? A total eclipse only happens because of an accident of geometry. The sun is about 400 times wider than the moon, but also roughly 400 times farther away, so the two appear almost exactly the same size in the sky. When their paths line up precisely, the moon's inner shadow, called the umbra, is narrow and moves quickly across Earth's surface, which is why totality never lasts more than a few minutes in any one spot. Everywhere else, inside the wider, lighter penumbral shadow, sees only a partial eclipse. The same lunar surface astronomers have recently been probing for buried ice near its poles is, today, simply playing the role of a precisely sized disk sliding in front of the Sun. During the brief seconds of totality, the Sun's faint outer atmosphere, the corona, becomes visible to the naked eye, the same region NASA's Punch mission normally has to image with specialized instruments because direct sunlight otherwise drowns it out. Before we overstate the result, a total eclipse briefly turns the sky into a corona-only view, but weather still decides whether anyone sees it. Cloud cover. Anywhere along the narrow path can block totality entirely, even with perfect timing. Only the roughly 15 million people directly under the path of totality, in Spain, Iceland, Greenland, Russia, and Portugal, will see full darkness. Everyone else in the eclipse's reach, including most of Western Europe, sees a partial eclipse at best. Looking at the Sun without certified eclipse glasses is safe only during the brief seconds of totality itself. Doing so at any other point, including during a deep partial eclipse, risks permanent eye damage. What happens next? NASA and the European Space Agency are both streaming the eclipse live as it crosses Spain this evening. Today is also just the opening event in what astronomers are calling an Iberian trio. A second total solar eclipse will cross southern Spain, North Africa, and the Middle East on August 2, 2027, followed by an annular eclipse over Portugal and Spain on January 26, 2028. After that, Spain will not see another total solar eclipse until 2053. For the millions standing just outside today's narrow path, in Madrid, Barcelona, and across most of the rest of Europe, the Sun will dim but never fully vanish, a reminder of just how precisely the Moon's shadow has to land for anyone to witness true daytime darkness. Read the full article at newtnia.com.